Hi, this is Drew, and thanks for listening to our podcast. Hopefully you've been enjoying our show for a while now, but if you're a brand new listener, then the next 50 seconds are not for you, so just go ahead and fast forward a bit. I just wanted to ask our longtime listeners to consider becoming patrons of The Drew Marshall Show, because by throwing us just a few bucks each month, you'll be helping what many tell us is the most brutally authentic spiritual show they've ever heard stay on the air. Look, as loyal podcast listeners, you've been getting the same programming our radio listeners have been hearing live Saturdays 1 to 5 for the last 16 years. Except you get to hear everything commercial-free, you smart consumer, you. Well, because of a brand new arrangement with our studio, our expenses have now gone through the roof. And to be brutally honest, we could use the help to cover those costs. So just before you go to bed tonight, maybe you could stop by our website and click on the giant click here to become a patron sign. And if a whole bunch of you were able to scrounge up like $4 per month, then individually your $4 would have just made a massive difference in helping us cover what it costs to bring you the Drew Marshall Show. Okay, that's it. Sorry to bug you. Now on with the show. I hope you have a good sleep tonight after you become a patron.
My eyes, but where's the time, the precious time? Life's work is never ending.
I gotta say, this is some of the most unique music I've heard, and sometimes unique gets used in a word, in a sentence, in a context of, you know. She's got a nice personality. You know, that kind of context. But this is... What are you doing?
I'm giving you the proper CDs.
Oh, go
so
away.
Out of context.
I told you, I'm not feeling close to you today. Tim and I have been friends since we were 13. And it shows.
Yep.
This week's live recording artist, Rain Hamilton, rainhamilton.com. Here's what I was trying to say. Resonant acoustic chamber folk with an otherworldly edge and a lyric presence that cuts deep. Prism clear vocals, that's true, and strings. A combination of vocal agility and power, awake, listening, and present. I don't know, man. I sounded a bit like William Shatner there describing you.
Did
you?
I was convinced.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, that was like a real Rocket Man. Yeah,
it was a Rocket Man moment. How are you, Rain Hamilton?
Oh, I'm so good. Thanks so much for having me in here.
Doing some good gigs. You've got some great little venues here. Rose Theater. Tonight is at the Oakville Center for Performing Arts. Last night was Rose Theater. There's another one. Burlington? Did you do Burlington this week?
We did. Burlington and Guelph also at the River Run there.
Oh, how's that?
A dream.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've actually never been to that one.
Highly recommend.
I suck. Sorry. Yeah. When you were a little girl, who had the biggest impact in your life? Who shaped you the mostest?
Who shaped me the mostest? Mm-hmm. Well, I spent a lot of time with my family as a kid. And my parents, you know, not to shock anybody, but hippies who met in a rock and roll band.
No.
Like, it's the truth. That happened for real.
They met at a rock and roll band?
Yeah, they were in a band in the 70s, and that's my origin story. Things kind of add up from there, and that's how I come to be doing what I do and being who I am in the world. And what that meant was there was kind of like a natural soundtrack to my childhood,
yeah.
Which would be like the music of that generation of my parents, and especially my dad playing that live all the time in the house.
What did he play? Like, did he play instruments?
He's a guitarist. He's a really skilled guitarist and songwriter. And he...
From Winnipeg?
From Winnipeg,
Is his name Randy Backman?
No.
Oh, okay. Is the band... Like, could I Google your parents' hippie band and
it
listen to their music?
It predates the Googling, to be sure.
There's nothing online with this band?
No. It was very ephemeral. Dude. But, man, did that ever happen.
Yeah. Do you have siblings?
I have one younger sister.
Is she awesome like you, or does she
we
suck?
We are... We're a pretty rad bunch, if I have to say.
Really?
Yeah. So she is an actor as well, and she is studying to be a doctor.
Yeah, those two things are not... What?
They overlap. You just got to meet her. Then it makes perfect sense.
You got to mute her?
You got to meet her.
Oh, meet her.
And then it makes perfect sense.
I said mute.
No.
So if I was to travel in the vehicle back with you after this performance here on the Drew Marshall Show, and we would be driving somewhere... Two weird questions for you. One is, how would you handle awkward silence? What would be the first thing you would try to fill awkward silence with?
Oh, I try to not feel awkward silence. I try to just like be present through the awkward silence.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, that's you know, what is true is true.
Yeah.
And if the moment is awkward, I'm willing to accept that.
Okay. All right. Next question is, long road trip, what's the food, what's your go-to junk nasty? There's no other food around. You got to have it. You're jonesing for it. Is it KFC? Is it McDonald's?
I'm going to tell you this glorious tour that I did one time where I started on the East Coast and then I made my way slowly west.
Yeah.
And it just coincided with each province's 250 teen burger offer. And so I just ate like 250 teen burgers
everywhere.
Like across Canada, and it was like a dream.
That was a dream?
Oh, it's the best.
Your bowels would disagree, I think.
I did all right. Let's just say that.
I did all right. Tim, just ignore the man in the hallway behind the curtain. Ignore him, please.
Got a Wizard of Oz situation, but he sounds so wise.
Really? You didn't hear that. Good. I want to read a little bit more about you, and then we're going to get you to do a wee tune. Again, you are listening to The Drew Marshall Show. This segment that we start off each and every week with is called Live on The Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music. And this week's live recording artist is Rain Hamilton, rainhamilton.com. Rain's new album, Night Sky.
It's all the places. You can Spotify it.
How many releases have you had?
This is my second.
Difference between the first and second?
The first one is more personal, and then the second one is like broadening the inspiration, and it feels more otherworldly.
Okay. All right. What would be the best opening act for you? The person to be on in front of you. I know you may think as a Canadian, you go the other way, like, oh, I would love to open, and you think of someone bigger. But I want you to think about that bigger person opening for you. Go.
The bigger person opening for me. I'm a huge Andy Shaw fan.
Okay.
Oh, I would welcome that. Another band I love, they're so dedicated. They are hardcore. They're like phenomenal musicians. The Weber Brothers.
Okay.
They're from Southern Ontario too. Man, stylistically, maybe not an ideal fit for me, but like, I just love them so much.
Yeah, they sound very Mennonite.
I don't know. I don't know much about them.
Yeah, well, Weber's a big Mennonite name. Huge, huge Mennonite name. And you've got a bunch of Mennonites over there in Winnipeg.
Yeah, it's true.
Amish, even, by golly.
A lot of musical... Mennonite background people. Yeah.
What does it mean? So growing up in Winnipeg, what does that mean? Like how has that made you who you are? So I grew up north of Toronto, Richmond Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And that at that point in time, it made me very WASPy.
Mm-hmm.
That means, I don't know, ignorant, judgmental, hashtag slightly racist, you know, that kind of stuff.
All right. Well, it sounds like you've achieved some self-awareness. That's really good.
How about you? Growing up where you grew up,
where I grew up. Well, a big feature of that place is the flatness of the land. And I think that's an attribute that taught me to be open. That taught me when there is nowhere to hide, be as you are.
Ooh.
So I...
Is that a line from a song? That's a killer
line. No, I just
line.
Said that. Wasn't that a good thing to say? Yeah.
Holy cow.
But it taught me so much about the power of being vulnerable and the power of being authentic. And I write about this a lot. The prairie comes up a ton in what I do.
Nice. Nice. Well, maybe we could do a wee tune.
Why don't we do a prairie tune?
Oh, great idea.
Let's do this tune. It's called Aurora in the Meadow. And this tells a love story between the prairies and the mountains. And, man, I love the mountains, too, but I fall over a lot.
Because you're looking up.
Well, because I'm looking up and because the ground is somewhere I'm not familiar with.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's slanted and the like. So the first time I ever went to the mountains, I was in my early 20s and on a road trip to visit my cousin, and I pulled up in her driveway and stepped out onto the land there, which was, you know, sloped, as is the norm in that region, and I just fell over. I just collapsed onto the slanted ground. Didn't go great. But ego bruised, very quickly grew to love that landscape. And so in the song we hear, I think, that love I feel for both of those places and what they teach me. And it also tells the story of two people from those places and the life that they create.
Nice. I like it. Great setup. Really well done.
Awesome.
Ladies
Thank
and
you.
Gentlemen, live on The Drew Marshall Show, the one and only Rain Hamilton.
I learned to grow where the winds are wild and the land is worn, where the rivers cut the earth, turn the soil to mud and clay. I learned to grow, and I learned to walk. reaching out a prairie mile and looking up, stepping one foot then the other on the flatlands of my home. I learned to walk, and I learned to look. To the earth, the sky, the spaces in between, to see the coming color of the grass that's not yet green. I learned to look like Aurora in the meadow. We are tall beneath. From the cold, onward to the mountains high, where the land is brave and rough and lives in the sky.
Stuff really beautiful. Rayne Hamilton on the Drew Marshall Show, live in the studio on Live on the Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music, is Rayne Hamilton, R-A-I-N-E, Rayne Hamilton. That is the way you spell it. RayneHamilton.com. Rayne, I told you I have a few questions. You have an angst about you. Where's that come from? Because you sang about loss in that song. Mm-hmm. What have you lost?
What have I lost? Oh, I think that's just a part of life. Is to, you know, feel attachment and then the break of the attachment. That's the great impermanence of all the things. Wow, we get a lot of practice at that on the earth, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're talking relationship stuff, achy breaky heart stuff. I mean.
Oh, that's in there, sure.
Sure.
But just like, I think I accept that, like, loss as a part of mm-hmm. living. Mm-hmm. And. Like I'm thinking of the practice, like the Buddhist practice of the mandala, where like you build it and then you accept that it will go. You accept this is grains of sand, all of this. And I feel grateful that I was raised with that attitude. That's something that my mom really taught me, was like the practice of mourning, like when something is lost. And in my life, sometimes that has been someone, when someone is lost mm-hmm. to us. to go there. And so that is a place I am comfortable going to and practiced going to. Mm-hmm.
So growing up with hippie parents, there was Buddhist stuff, which is so kind of cool.
Yeah, so that is the organized religion that I was raised in. I feel like I would describe my spirituality and spiritual practice as, like, it's very personal to me. Like, I don't ascribe necessarily to one specific practice, but I did attend, like, congregational services in the Buddhist temple in my city growing up, and that was really great. Wow, I learned a lot.
Become friends with a guy named Bob Thurman over the years, and Bob is Uma's dad, and Bob is also sort of like the first ordained Tibetan. Is it Tibet? I gotta remember. Anyway, Buddhist monk. Can't remember which sect. He and Richard Gere built Tibet House in New York City. Friends of the Dalai Lama, and so so to hear Bob talk about these things is so, I don't know. Sometimes this will reveal my judgmentalism. Sometimes I think that there are a lot of fake everythings out there. Fake, like, not even fake, posing, right? Posers. Mm-hmm. Poser Christians, poser Buddhists. Mm-hmm. Dude, go to any yoga class. There's poser Buddhists. You know what I'm saying?
You're getting, like, pun territory here.
Yes.
Yeah, you did good.
Thank you. So, I don't know. And so with Bob, I really love how he lives it, right? And I think that's what I'm getting from you is you sound like you actually have a real love and respect for your parents, which is so stinking rare. So, wow.
I have a lot of gratitude, a lot of thanks to give for them.
Yeah, yeah. What about another song, Rain Hamilton?
I know another song.
No.
I do.
By the way, Rain will be performing tonight with other human beings beside her at a little place called the Oakville Center for Performing Arts, just around the corner from our studio here. Tonight at what is it, 7, 8, 9, 10?
It's at 8:30 tonight.
8:30.
And we really get our chamber folk vibe on there. So it's this it's the singer-songwriter songs.
Oh.
And then the chamber music, like a string quartet kind of approach. So I play violin also. We'll pull that out after. And so it's me on violin and singing. I do that at the same time. Just a foreshadow what is to come.
Such
and
a tease.
We've got a cellist and a bassist who are just fabulous skilled musicians.
Yeah.
And it's my favorite. It is my favorite.
Nice. Okay, what are you doing?
Okay, let's do this one. It is called Lift Me Up. And in this one, I'm looking back to when I was small. And I'm just saying to myself, like, that if I could tell myself then what I know now, I would just say, like, it's going to be great. You don't know this yet, but it's going to be great. And you are so strong and so beautiful and good. And that's what this one is about.
I love it. Live on the Drew Marshall Show, Rain Hamilton.
So here's Lift Me Up.
Lift me up, stand me tall, hear the voices, both great and small. Oh Lord, give me grace and grant forgiveness in the darkest place and follow the dark. Lift your spirit up, follow the dark. Lift your spirit up and touch the stillness with your tongue. See the day. Look on both sides.
So pretty. So pretty, man. Good job. Rain Hamilton.
Thank you.
In the studio, you know, it's a typical, I don't know, you're not old enough to remember this show, but there's a show that was called Tiny Talent Time. As a matter of fact, I think they tried to bring it back, and they used to ask these kind of questions of kids who were performing and stuff, and it feels like a Tiny Talent Time question, but here we go anyway.
Are you making a joke about my stature?
No!
Is that what's happening?
Stop it. Stop it.
I'm 5 feet tall, just for some radio context.
Are you really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that a good thing?
Oh, it's just a thing.
It's not a whatever? Because yeah. I interviewed a guy. What was that guy's name, the wrestler guy, Tim?
Which one?
The guy that got bugged because I called him short.
Chris Jericho.
And I there was an interview, he said he was 5'8", another interview, he said he was 5'11", so I was clarifying it. And he was like, dude, there's no way I'd ever say I'm 5'8", I'm 5'11", okay, I gotta go, bye. So there is a short dude thing, right? That's a real thing.
That's a socially, I've seen that be a
right?
thing, yeah.
Every guy at the bar who wants to have a go at me, I'm 6'4", 240, is always some short dude. Always.
Oh.
Is it the same with women?
I get into zero bar fights.
I'm not saying I get into them. So, hold on, I want to back that up.
Okay.
I defuse.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great, I'm sorry. But, I don't know, I feel quite neutral about it, actually.
Oh, okay.
It's just kind of how I am. My family's all short people. Yeah.
Randy Newman, don't listen to that song.
I don't take it personally. I just want to ask Randy, like, what's that about for you?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Okay, my Tiny Talent Time question. Don't interrupt me. Where was I going? What time is it? Squirrel. If you weren't doing music, what would you do? Right? That's the useless kind of question.
Sketch comedy.
Really?
Yeah.
Like improv-y or?
Yeah, totally. Like Second City, I would do it all the way.
Yeah. Have you taken the courses? Because I'm an alumnus.
Oh, are you?
An alumnus. I used to go there.
That's awesome. I haven't done it like as an adult, but as a teenager, I was big into improv in high school.
Were you? And,
yeah.
That's what he teaches.
Oh, that's awesome.
Drama teacher, improv guy.
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
That's me.
Tim, we got to
now
catch
you know
pace.
Why he's like this. Anyway, so that's what you would do, huh? Because you have this kind of, you really are dialed down and laid back, and at least right now in here, I'm not saying I know you. You don't know me.
These are true statements.
But I'm trying to imagine you on stage, all improv-y, all goofy, all whatever.
I can get there.
Really?
Yeah, it is a good place.
Huh. What is the one thing that you get misjudged about the most?
The one thing that I get misjudged about the
most. People misread you this way often.
Oh, I don't know. I feel like I don't always enunciate clearly. This is maybe, and then
really?
People are like, I get asked to repeat myself a lot. I feel like I talk too fast in a lot of life. Right now, I'm like very intentionally trying to speak at a regular pace. But that would be something I get reflected back to me a lot. What was that? Sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, what?
I'm like, oh, I'm not being clear.
Maybe it's the height thing.
I gotta slow down. Hey, it could be. I'm just talking right into someone's chest all the time. Like.
I get perceived as arrogant because I have this 6'4 stature thing, and I'm verbose. And so people, he's arrogant. I don't know, whatever. How they would say it or whatever. And it drives me nuts because if you only knew the insecure track that was running through my head. You would never say that about me. That was actually more for me to share than for you.
All good.
You're so funny.
Let's share.
You are so funny. All right, give just a little tantalizing taste of what they might expect should they pick up a... There's a few tickets left for tonight?
Yes.
Okay, so let's say they go, you know what? Hey, honey, we don't have anything on tonight. Let's go to the Oakville Center of Performing Arts and check out Rain Hamilton and her triage. What would they really kind of, what's the vibe you're laying down?
The vibe we'll lay down, it is two sets of original music with the sound of like the singer-songwriter at the forefront with like a string quartet feel.
Hmm.
It is really vulnerable and reaching always for authenticity in my art. So I like will go to the rough and beautiful places, all of them. And I'll tell stories in between. I love to do that, to explain like where the song came from and what's going on. And I incorporate humor there, so I feel like there's a comfortable balance of like laughing, crying, feeling the great expanse of all existence.
So it's a night to feel the feels.
I would say so.
So this would be like a good Valentine's date?
Hey, I think it could be.
You know what I'm saying?
It could open up some nice, vulnerable conversations.
Yeah. Because, yeah. Guys, I know, I'm going to get sort of stereotypical here, so unlike me. But, guys, you need a few days of communicational recon if you are hoping for a little something-something on Valentine's. You know, so start now. Start tonight. Go to the Oakville Center for the Performing Arts and start communicating now. It's never too late to start communicating.
Communicating is great.
No idea what I'm saying right now. All right, let's do a song with the fiddle, please.
Yeah, I'm going to pick it up.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, again, live on the Drew Marshall Show with Rain Hamilton. Rain has an E on the end of it. Hamilton does not. RainHamilton.com. I'm hilarious. She is from not Hamilton. She is from Winterpeg, and she's doing a wee bit of a... Are you still living, actually living there?
Yeah, I'm there about half the time.
Where's the other half? Here.
On the road.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, what are we doing?
Let's do the song. It's called Starlight. This one is off of the new album, Night Sky. And it goes like this.
Beautiful. Again, live on the Drew Marshall Show. Oh, I like that one. That's some kind of original right there. Rain Hamilton on the Drew Marshall Show. Eerie Celtic vibe. Is that unfair or accurate? That had such an...
accurate.
Yeah, because I'm from there and I just got lost in that song. Totally drifted,
you.
Man. Your hippie parents would have been proud of me.
I bet they are.
Yeah. Do they come to your shows at all or not at all?
Yeah.
Or?
We live in different cities now. So I'm living in Winnipeg and they live in Victoria now.
Right. Ooh, that's so hippie central there, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. A little different than Winnipeg.
It is, yeah. And so, you know, geography is a factor, but yeah, totally.
Yeah. The gig that you were doing, you're right in the middle of gigging, you were performing, and then all of a sudden it hits you, and you're like, I am doing exactly what I'm meant to be doing. Did you have one of those tangible moments?
That happens often.
Really?
Yeah, it does. Because, yeah, so much is lined up. It feels amazing. And, like, just what amazing fortune that this is my life and that I get to do this and make my living this way, and like, and it blows my mind like constantly. But yeah, that happens so many shows where I'll just feel that. It's just, it's like feeling like the resonant frequency of my being, you know?
Whoa,
just like really ringing.
Rain Hamilton on the Drew Marshall Show. How many Rains do you know?
I'm the only one.
Nuh-uh.
That I know personally.
No, but I mean, how many have you heard of? Like, obviously there's Rain.
Oh, Rain.
Who?
Rain Maida?
Who's that?
What band is Rain Maida from?
Tim!
All good.
Thanks, Tim.
Occasionally, like, I do work in schools sometimes as I travel, and there will occasionally be, like, a kid who's named Rain.
Rain.
We high five. It's great.
Yeah. Did you have to go?
Our Lady Peace!
Our Lady Peace. Oh, yeah!
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Jeremy Taggart and I were on a... Strombo invited both of us to be part of Test the Nation, which was this nationwide... test.
Thanks, Tim.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, that'll work. Anyway, yeah, Jeremy Taggart, good guy. What Rainn Wilson, we had him on the show, but he doesn't have an E. Rainn Wilson is the guy who played Dwight The Office. Yeah.
There we go.
And he's a Baha'i. Very interesting story.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, very nice guy. Rainn, let's go out with one more song, shall we?
Yeah.
What you gonna do?
Okay, well, I've got the fiddle in my hands here, so let's do another fiddle number.
Great idea.
This one is from album one. It is called Lay Me Down.
I like it. Again, live in the Drew Marshall Show, Rain Hamilton.
Should I cross today till you lay me down? Lay me down. Lay me down. Mother, make her speak to me and tell me what I see. Take me to the wild king's place between the land and the sea. Mother, I will know the pain and I will tell the tales. Tell them of the fish and birds, I'll tell them of the whale. Till you lay me down. Lay me down. Sure of heart and fleet of foot, I walk the weary stones. Land my sight on broken white and counsel with their bones. Listen far and listen wide, listen across the great divide. Hear the whisper faint and high, the yelling on the other side. Raise my body, bleach my bones, and set them far apart. Dear ones, worry not for me the day my soul departs. Take me to the wild thing's place and take me there to stay. Hear me whisper faint and high, I'm yelling on the other side. Oh, I'm yelling on the other side. I'm yelling on the other side.
Yes! Strong finish.
Yeah. Right on.
She just reincarnated a little Ralph Stanley there, and oh my goodness. You, I don't want to sound mushy, but man, I like you.
Well, right on. Thanks, Drew.
Yeah. Would you play at my funeral?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Because that'll wreck people, that song. I like that. Yeah.
I'll totally do it.
Okay. Well, anyway, what a pleasure to have you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, it was an honor and a pleasure.
For coming all, you know.
So thanks. Yeah.
Well, we had another guy from Winnipeg. Who was that guy? He was a big, big fella with the guitar. Do you remember him, Tim?
Yeah. Don't know his name.
He's so up. Can you Google that, please? Big fella guitar, Drew Marshall Show. Can we talk about this song that we're going to go out on?
Totally. So this song is called For Hildegard, and I wrote it
Bless you.
For my favorite medieval nun.
Really?
Yeah. So it's about this person, Hildegard von Bingen.
You're so interesting.
Well, thank you. She was alive in 11th century Germany, and she grew up, actually, in a convent and then came to run that community, and she was so respected in her time, and she found a way to live like a very devoted spiritual life and a very fringe-dwelling life because she was a prolific reader and writer and scholar of theology and medicine and music and just everything, and she is the coolest, basically. And so I wrote this song for her. This medievally.
I feel like a dork for not knowing who she is.
Oh, you love her. Look her up. She's great.
I'm going to totally creep on this lady. Yeah.
She's very cool.
Very interesting. All right. Well, that's the track we're heading out on. And thanks for tuning in. That was Live in the Drew Marshall Show with Rain Hamilton. Man, so dug that. So dug it. Short break. When we come back, oh, there's a bit of frivolous nonsense that'll happen. And then there's going to be a WTF segment. That stands for Where's the Faith, before you get your knickers in or not. Jack Jenkins, he's a national reporter for the Religion News Service. We're going to talk about, how the prayer breakfast went with Donald Trump and all the evangelicals. Boy, that's going to be some kind of interesting stuff there. And then what are we doing? 2:30, Susan McNeil, Juno-nominated recording artist, contestant on Rockstar in Excess, founding member of the Loving Mary Band, who backs up Steven Tyler and Gretchen Wilson. And then so much more on the Drew Marshall Show. Stay with us.